In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the only true and living God, the babe of Bethlehem, the Lamb of God, our Redeemer, our Savior, our God. Amen. We are told that Joseph and Mary did all that was required of them in the law of the Lord before they returned to Nazareth in Galilee. What they did and what happened in the temple that day is the subject, the concern of this sermon. It was 40 days after Jesus' birth. Mary had come to be purified of her ritual uncleanness. And Joseph and Mary, being poor, brought two turtle doves to be sacrificed. You see, sacrificial blood was required for purification. That took care of Mary, but for Jesus, who was a firstborn male child, it was required that he be presented as one whose entire life would be given in service to the Lord, as Anna did with Samuel, or a redemption payment of 5 shekels would be paid. This practice went back to the days of Moses. In Numbers 3, the first census taken of the Israelites after they came out of Egypt revealed that there were 22,000 firstborn males in the tribe of Levi, no matter what their age. The same census also numbered 22,273 firstborn males of military age in the other 11 tribes combined. The Levites were taken by God in exchange for the firstborn sons among the children of Israel. And thus there were 273 extra firstborn sons in Israel who had to be redeemed by a payment of 5 shekels each. This money, 1,365 shekels, was paid to Moses to be given to Aaron and his sons. So a firstborn son of the Israelites would either be given in service to the Lord or redeemed by a payment of 5 shekels. Jesus was not a Levite, but was of the tribe of Judah. But we are not told of any payment being made for him. You see, his life was dedicated fully to the Lord in a way that we can't even explain. In fact, he was and is the Lord. He was not sinless. I mean, he was not sinful. He did not have to be redeemed. And then there was Anna. Let's talk about Anna first, though she's listed last after Simeon in the scriptures. She was 84 years old, and she never left the temple. We have some Annas here. Maybe the numbers, the widow and the and spent many years after their husband died in the temple. Maybe those numbers aren't the same. Here. They're always here. They're here. They're Lord. Here. She probably lived in the temple in some of the rooms provided for widows. She had been a widow since her husband died after 7 years of marriage. And she worshiped night and day, fasting and praying. She recognized Jesus and spoke of him to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. There's that word, redemption. Redemption. And finally, there was the man Simeon. He had been waiting for the appearance of the Savior of Israel. The Holy Spirit had revealed to him that he would see the Savior before he died. So when he saw the baby Jesus and recognized him for who he was, what had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit was fulfilled. He took the baby in his arms and he said the Nunc Dimittis. You know the Nunc Dimittis? We sing it after we have the Lord's Supper. Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. After saying the Nunc Dimittis, Simeon blessed them and told Mary that many people would rise and fall because of her son. He warned that Jesus would be spoken against and that the thoughts of many hearts would be revealed because of her son. And finally, Simeon warned Mary that a sword would pierce her soul or heart because of the things that were destined to happen to her son. Now, Mary had been pondering all these things, including the birth of her son. Anna and Simeon gave her more things to ponder. The nunc dimittis, the nunc dimittis, first spoken by Simeon, are powerful words. Simeon had been promised by the Holy Spirit that he would see his Savior before he died. And after seeing his Savior with his own eyes, he was ready to die in peace, at peace with God. He was ready to go to his heavenly home. Simeon had seen all that he needed to see when he saw Jesus. He needed nothing else. He blessed Mary, Joseph, and Jesus and gave them the troublesome prophecies about Jesus that had been revealed to him. We hear of him no more in scriptures, but we hear from him every time we celebrate the Lord's Supper when we sing the words of the Nunc Dimittis. For we too have seen our Savior with our own eyes. Our eyes of faith. As he gives us his very body and his very blood at his table. Having seen him as led by the Holy Spirit, we are ready to go in peace. Peace with God to our heavenly home. After departing here in peace today, we can give our peace to the world around us, the peace of Christ, the peace that passes all understanding. I pray that none of us pass from this world this coming week, but we understand, don't we, that we are better off with Jesus in heaven than we are here in this troublesome world. We know that we have been redeemed, that word again, redeemed, bought back. You see, we were once gods, but the fall into sin separated us from God. Now we've been bought back by the blood of Christ. And the word redeem can also mean revaluing. We're worth way more now because of the blood of Christ that was spent on us to redeem us than we ever were before. We have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. We have been purified by his word and his absolution. And his baptismal waters. Your body will be given new life by eating your Savior's very life-giving body. It's like he's taken his body, a little piece of his body, but it's all of his body, and planting it in you. He is alive forever. When he comes again, that body will be brought to new life, resurrected like he is resurrected. Your heart will have been purified by his holy blood. Our consciences, as we live as sinners in this world, in this sinful world, get beaten down. Conscience is hurt many times. Yet when he pours his blood onto our hearts, our consciences are eased. We're given comfort by his blood. You have seen all you need to see in this world. You're ready for your heavenly home. You too can say with Simeon, not just when we sing the Nunc Dimittis, but all the time, you can say it. Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all people a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. Amen. Now, may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.